from Somalia, we turn now to North Korea, where Kim Jong-un's regime is threatening to launch his nukes at the U.S. and at South Korea. That warning coming ahead of the largest ever joint military exercises between the two allies. Pyongyang called the annual war games a, quote, rehearsal for an invasion. Let's get right to CNN's global affairs correspondent, Elise Labatt. Elise, how is the U.S. responding to this threat from North Korea?
Well, you got to remember that this is like textbook North Korea. These exercises have been going on for 40 years, and every year North Korea threatens to launch the enemies into a sea of fire. And this year isn't any different, but it's in a different context this year. It comes on the heels of that nuclear test by North Korea, that long-range missile launch. Now the U.N. has slapped some pretty tough sanctions, so the tensions are really high. U.S. taking the threats, you know, seriously, but is saying to North Korea, listen, if you wouldn't be doing such destabilizing behavior in the region, maybe we wouldn't have a need for these exercises. And as you said, these exercises are the largest ever, so it shows that the U.S. is very concerned about what's going on in the region.
And
Elise,
is North Korea capable of hitting the U.S.?
Well, in short, we don't think so, but we don't know. You know, they have demonstrated that they have nuclear weapons. They have shown that they have these long-range missile capabilities to launch into space, which feasibly means they can hit the United States. What we don't know is that they've been able to marry a nuclear warhead fitted on a missile and launch to the United States. This is what they haven't tested yet. But, you know, top military commanders, intel officials, say that they believe that they're working very closely on this, or moving closer, and every time they test, they get even closer. So they may not be there right now, but they're moving towards it, and it's very concerning, as evident by all you see the U.S. military operating in the region.
All right, Elise Labatt, thank you.